In the Silence of the Sleeping Screws. Written while working at Beck's Car Hire Company in Lewes. In the Silence of the Sleeping Screws. Right, Rooney, you're next. Pick up at the prison for the hospital wing at Wormwood Scrubs. So as the sun comes up, I watch like a vision, as wooden gates hanging on giant metal lugs open and close in this concrete canal, sifting debris, not ships, and lives cut in bits. And our day release lag, now cuffed and banal, and suited and fed, is tethered and led to sit in the back next to Bill, while Fat Phil sits up front and free, riding shotgun with me. As he loosens his tie to relax, I can see 3312 is a really nice guy. Simply strangled his wife and got life, so I sigh and sit back and think, will he ever be free? And, but for the grace of God, go we three. So we head up the bypass, a non-relenting view from the hospital wing for 3312. But cruising at the ton does his heart no good, so I slow right down, but we can't stop for food. But there is some cheese, so we all have a slice, and at the scrubs buy their ties at the prison price. Then slowly drive on through more metal gates to the cardiac clinic, where we all look like mates, when Phil and Bill shed their coats to show off tattoos and chat up the nurses while the doctors share views. But cruising home in the dark on a black, shiny road, I seize on the chance to lighten my load. Phil and Bill were asleep, as only we knew, and so we shared some secret views in the silence of the sleeping screws.